It is October 24th, 2017. My name is Rosemary Neves, and I am visiting with Doug Harper and his daughter, Debbie Christensen. Some history regarding Douglas Harper. His full name is Alfred Douglas Harper. His father's name was Robert Harper. His mother's name was Eddie Mae Harper Cooper, spelled C-O-O-P-E-R. Doug's birth date was December 5th, 1929. He was born in Maidstone, Saskatchewan. So Doug, shall we start at Maidstone? And you were born in 1929. Where were you farming at that time?
Yeah, we lived on the farm.
Uh-huh.
That's about it. Went to school there, and then we moved to Calgary.
And you had some brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My brother, he played guitar and made music. My sister lived at the coast. And the older brother, they lived in the States, so I never had much time with them.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember much of the time on the farm in Maidstone?
No, not that much, because I left. I was still going to school when I left there, so.
Mm-hmm. That was a big move to Calgary.
It was so.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the whole family moved to Calgary, and you were suddenly a city boy, huh?
Right. Yeah, I went to school in Calgary.
You remember how many years you were there?
Ooh, no, really, I don't.
What are some of the things that you remember about that particular time in your life?
I played football for the Calgary Bronx.
I didn't know
stuff
that.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And boxed in the ring for a few years. I was the light heavyweight champion of Canada for until I retired.
How did you get into boxing?
I used to work at a place where they serve food, and I used to keep them from fighting down there. Promoter was there one time that used to run fights in Calgary, and he seen me put a fellow out, and he asked me to come to the gym and start working out. He said, I look pretty good in the ring. He said, you can make money, so.
Oh, golly.
That's where I went.
So you were just working, helping out in a shelter and trying to keep the kids from...
I was working in a cafe in the Chicken Inn, yeah.
Okay.
Every once in a while, some people would jump up and get in a big ruckus there.
Yeah.
You had to split them up, throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a very unexpected happening in your life, I would think.
Well,
had you thought about it?
When you live in the city, you look for stuff like that because it's not like living out in the country. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody doing something that they shouldn't do, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But for a promoter to just happen to be there, that's unusual, isn't it?
Well, they used to come to the Chicken Inn there and eat all the time, a lot of them.
And oh, I see.
He seen the promotion and he invited me up to the gym.
Did you enjoy it?
It was something to do. Kept you in shape. You didn't, you know, mm-hmm. When you live in the city, you got nothing to do anyway unless you go into sports or something, so. Yeah.
Yeah, and was that when your football sort of ended, when you got into the ring?
No, I kept playing football and got too old to play.
Oh.
No, I love that game, so I stayed with it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, you should quit, you're going to get hurt. Well, that's when you go look around, you're not going to get hurt. You can't be a sissy, you got to be tough.
Uh-huh. Well, you certainly had the height for the boxing ring, I would think, wouldn't you?
Well, sometimes height ain't all you need. You get a little short guy sometimes as your weight, and that's a disadvantage.
Yeah, okay.
Then you get the tall ones, and that was the thing. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So was that something that you did as full-time, sort of, once you got with the promoter, or was it just whenever?
Just whenever. I would stay in there too long. Whenever somebody would, the promoter would phone me and ask me to come and fight somebody or something, I'd get in shape and fight them, and that's how I got the Canadian title. They brought a fellow from in from down east, and I guess he was whooping everybody, and they phoned, and I'd already moved out here then, so they phoned for me to come down there, see if I could beat him. So I went down and I beat him, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So at what point did you decide to come up here to Athabasca?
Oh, it's, and what year it was I came up here. I had some friends who used to live up here, and I came up to visit them, and I liked the country, so that's way back before I even had my family then, so.
Mm-hmm.
I love the country.
That's your favorite
country? Oh, yeah.
Country.
I couldn't stand too much going on in that city.
Yeah.
You got no, you know, what do you got? Every time you step out the door, it's somebody's face.
Mm-hmm.
Out here, you can go for miles and you don't see nobody, you'll be bothered, you know. And
yeah.
It's a better life.
Quieter, more reflective life, maybe?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And were you married at that time? Like, had you met your partner?
I met my wife, and we worked at the same place there for a while.
Now, where was that?
In the Chicken Inn in Calgary.
Okay.
And then I decided I should marry her, and she said it would be okay, so I asked her mother and dad, and they said, if I looked after, I could have her.
And so you were in Calgary for a few years with her, is that correct?
Yeah, we stayed there for a while, and then we went to the coast for one season there, Fort out of Vancouver. And then when we left Vancouver, I bought this land from a lady down there. She wanted to get rid of it, so.
You mean the lady in B.C. wanted to?
Get rid of this.
Oh,
yeah, because they were using their land and not paying the taxes and that, and she said she eventually going to lose it some kind of way because nobody was paying her for using their land. So if I wanted to buy it, she'd sell it to me. So
mm-hmm.
I said, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never was a guy who liked to live in the city.
Yeah. So what were some of the things that, once you got out here, I'm presuming that you got into some farming, or was it something else?
Oh, I didn't. I worked for a farmer here for I don't know how many years.
Mm-hmm.
I did all this farming for him there. He had all the machinery, so he hired me and I did all of his farming.
I see. And who was that?
Stanley Zazerski.
Stanley?
Zazerski. Zazerski.
Okay. And you built a house? And
yep. I built this house. I don't know what year we built this shack.
1983. Because when he first come here, there was an old house there that they lived in.
Oh, okay. And so your family, I presume, began out here. Was that right?
Where were you born? When you born in Vancouver?
Calgary.
Calgary.
Oh, so you were a Calgary baby.
Yeah.
The rest of them, I guess,
was and
out
Rhonda
here.
Was in Vancouver.
Is that right? Well, I guess so.
You were boxing in Vancouver.
Yeah, that's right.
And Wade was born here.
Yep.
In Athabasca.
Okay.
His son.
I went in B.C., you see, in Albert, I tried all the provinces.
Yeah, good thing you didn't move to any other province. So you have the three children?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm wondering, in terms of stories that you remember from when you came out here, are there particular stories that come to mind?
Not really, you know it. There wasn't too much of a story to tell because they played a lot of ball here and whatnot.
You mean what kind of ball?
Baseball. The Amarelli had a baseball team.
Oh, okay.
They used to play at all the picnics and that, but I wasn't such a good ball player, so I was used sometimes as a spare. Yeah.
So Amber Valley was quite a little community at that time?
Oh, yeah. They used to have the church and everything here, half a mile away from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They had the school here. That's where you... Didn't you go to school here, Deb?
Yeah. Started here, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So baseball became the sport that...
Well, everybody had a good boy, and they had one of the best ball teams in this part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
But I never was what you call a real ball player. I played more fiddling. Them balls are coming too fast and too hard.
What happened to the... I was going to say rugby, but that's not the word I want. Your other sport that you were involved with?
Well, yeah, after I finished playing with football, I didn't go up any further because I wanted to do boxing, and
mm-hmm.
I had a chance to win the title of Canada, so I shut down football and stayed to boxing, and I won the title of Canada from a fellow named Yvonne Durrell from Bay St. Anne, New Brunswick.
All the way from New Brunswick, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you fight guys from all over. You know, it's...
Well, during that time, I mean, how often would you be fighting?
Well, not too often because nobody wanted to fight me after fashion. So you win so many, then they get... People don't want to fight because they know they figure they can't whoop you, so...
It's sort of gun-shy, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a game that you don't want to stay in too long in. And if you don't look after your body and go to bed like you should, you better get out because you're going to get wounded, I tell you. Yeah, that's...
Would you be sort of practicing or working out every day?
Oh, yeah. You run. You hit that road every morning and do a 5-mile jog. And you have to stay in shape. You get in that ring, if you ain't in shape, you're going to get a beating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all the time you were still working on the farming, right?
No, I lived in the city for a while. I bought this farm. I moved out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a chance. The lady wanted to sell the land, and I was at the right place
mm-hmm.
at the right time.
Yeah, well, that... That was really kind of a gift, huh?
It was so.
Just to all come together like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about the children? They went to school here and...
Yeah.
And how did how did Eddie May like it out here?
Mother was never out here. No,
his mother wasn't here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I live in Calgary.
I'm getting the name. Mm. Your wife's name, I should say.
Well, she thought it was all right because I was home most of the time. You know,
mm-hmm.
working for the farmer, and you come home every night, so life was good.
Yeah. And did you have cattle? And
yeah, we had horses and cows, and pigs, chickens, turkeys. We had the whole bit.
You're sort of...
like a hobby farm, you know.
Uh-huh.
Get all the animals.
Well, it sounds like homesteading to me.
Yeah.
You built your own place and...
Yeah.
Right? Those are the days when you could be self-sufficient.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But if you had ever inspected, they wouldn't pass, or you'd have to tear it down. But we were lucky when we built this. Everything passed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, your wife's name was?
Jenny.
Jenny. Mm-hmm. And she just took on the homemaking and the bread making and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, she looked after the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what about the community? Was she very involved?
She didn't have much time to do much in the community. She had three children to look after, so.
Yeah.
But she did a little bit there for them. She did some cook. She used to cook there for the suppers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Well, the suppers are amazing, aren't they?
Yeah,
that's a whole community effort.
They used to be good suppers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people used to come from the city and all over to have chicken supper out here.
Yeah. What are some of the memories that you have of the family and Amber Valley in terms of the community?
Well, they all get together on Sundays and sometimes play ball and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, there wasn't too much. They had a church and a school here. That's about the end of her.
Did you have a minister that came out on a regular basis?
Well, the minister who used to live there was Mr. Bourne, was kind of the minister out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a while I knew somebody from the city would come out and they'd have church and that, but most of the time I was too busy working in the field.
Yeah.
I worked for that farmer for years. I did all his farming, so Sundays didn't mean nothing.
Oh.
You had to get her in. Weather was good, you kept going.
Yeah,
farming, you know, and you gotta go with the weather.
Mm. For sure.
By the day you take off, you could maybe put in 100 acres of crop. The next day she could be raining. A lot of people used to say, why are you working on Sunday? And if you want to get her in, you got to get out there. Oh, nobody works on Sunday. Probably Monday she'd be raining. And the father would have his in. Then they'd bring me for it raining. No, you got to, like they say, you got to make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah, that's right. Debbie Christensen, Doug's daughter, is going to talk a bit about the boxing history that Doug has been such a major, what has been a major part of his life. So Debbie, I'm just going to ask you to pick up on that.
Doug's debut fight was on June 4th, 1947, at the Victoria Pavilion in Calgary, Alberta. It was a light heavyweight bout that he won. Doug fought 33 times between 1947 and 1953, amassing a record of 25 wins, 6 losses, and 2 draws. He only fought 6 times after 1954, finishing his professional career in 1961. Once his fighting career was over, he settled into a life of farming in Amber Valley, Alberta, and he went on to work with construction and general contracting. On February 6, 2017, Doug received an honorary Lifetime Champion Award from the Canadian Boxing Council.
And Debbie has some dates and events that happened throughout Doug's family life. So Debbie, just if you'd like to start with your notes.
In March of 1942, Doug's family moved from Saskatchewan to Family, where Doug continued going to school. Doug played soccer on the Langevin High School team in Calgary, Alberta. In the 1946-1947 season, this team became the senior soccer champions. Doug met his wife-to-be while she was working at Bob's Southern Chicken Inn in Calgary. He fell in love and they were married July 15, 1948. Doug played junior football for the Calgary Bronx from 1948 to 1950. Doug played football for the Calgary Junior Stampeders on the All-Star team on July 1, 1949. Doug was the first Calgarian to hold a Canadian boxing championship, and he was the first Calgarian to hold a Dominion fight crown. Doug won the heavyweight championship of Western Canada in April 1952 against Sonny Matheson at the Sales Pavilion in Edmonton, Alberta. Doug never lost this title. Doug and his wife bought a farm in Amber Valley, Alberta in 1952 and moved from Calgary with two daughters. The oldest, born 1949, her name was Deborah. And his second daughter was born April 1952, and her name was Rhonda. Doug defeated Yvonne Durrell on November 17, 1953, in the Victoria Pavilion in Calgary for the light heavyweight championship. His opponent denied a rematch. Doug's third child, a son, Wade, was born November 30, 1953, in Athabasca. Doug defeated Benny Flake for the Intermountain Boxing Championship on March 3, 1954. He won this title and was never defeated. Doug trained amateur boxing in Amber Valley in 1958. While he was pursuing his career in boxing, his wife Ginny stayed on the farm and raised their three children. They planted a big garden every summer, and there was a variety of animals on their farm to take care of. Doug retired from boxing in 1961. Altogether, he had 56 career boxing matches. He settled into a life of farming and operating heavy equipment in the winter months to bring in extra income. Doug trained Air Cadet Boxing in 1968 in Athabasca, Alberta. Doug participated at the Old Timers Boxing Card at the Edmonton Coliseum on March 9, 1978. The money raised was donated to the Native Boys Boxing Club. Doug's oldest grandson, Darren, played peewee hockey in Boyle, Alberta in 1980. The village had no luck in finding a coach for this level of hockey, so Doug laced up a pair of skates and coached these young men to win the High Point League trophy. Amber Valley decided to set up a community hall. Doug and Ginny were very active in this endeavor. Doug became president of this club. They had chicken suppers twice a year, and there was always a picnic and ball tournament on July 1st. Amber Valley got a sweat equity grant to build a new community hall a few miles west of the old hall. Doug and his wife were very active with the building and activities in this new place. Doug was still president and continued doing this for many years. They continued the chicken suppers, baseball tournaments, dances, and rented the hall for weddings, etc. In December 1995, Edmonton Boxing and Wrestling Commission Honor Roll presented Doug with their award of recognizing outstanding service to professional and amateur boxing and wrestling in the city of Edmonton. On February 6, 2017, Doug received an honorary lifetime champion award from the Canadian Boxing Council. The presentation was made by Scotty Olson at Amber Valley, Alberta.